Welcome everybody to the Motivation Trainer. Please guys, before we get started, give me a thumbs up, 5-star review, a like, leave a comment. All those things help with my exposure and help me reach people and help as many people as possible. So that's what we're looking to do here in the Motivation Trainer. So I really appreciate doing any or all of that. That'd be great. The thing we want to talk about today is how motion creates emotion and affects your emotion. And the reason I say that is what you want to do is get up every morning and get going. You know, the more sluggish you are, the slower you get started with your day, your posture, all those things affect and set the tone for that day. So one thing that we work on in the training program is first thing in the morning, we get up and we get going. You know, it's not a long, drawn-out process. And what you will experience is once you start to do this, it really takes a short amount of time to recovery. From what I've noticed is a lot of people, there's like a 5-minute window. And when you're in that 5-minute window, when you initially wake up, one of two things can happen. Either you can roll over and go back asleep because you're still in that groggy phase, or you can roll over and get out of bed and get moving. And once you get moving, that's that catalyst that we're looking for that sets the tone for the day and that will set the tone for your morning. You know, you can do multiple things once you get going, but as long as you get going, because once you roll over and go back asleep, now you're going to kind of be in and out of sleep, and you've kind of set that tone where you're going to kind of be in and out of sleep for the next 5, 10, 15, 20, half an hour of your day. And what will happen is, you know, worst case scenario is that hour, right? So you didn't anticipate sleeping the next hour. Now you wake up and now you're in fight or flight mode. Because now you're late, now you have all these things to do, now you're rushing around, and it's a very difficult thing to get off to a good start when you're already, you know, running around crazy. And what that leads to is fighting with your spouse, yelling at your kids, rushing around, and the whole chemical imbalance in your body is now go, 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 go. As opposed to waking up to a nice, calm, relaxed morning. Getting up, now you're ahead of schedule because, you know, you gave yourself that little barrier that you were going to hit the snooze button 5, 6, 7 times. And then when you get up, now you can transition into your day. What I like to do, guys, is first thing in the morning, I always like to start my day off with citrus water, usually lemon with some kind of a fruitier base, tangerines, oranges. But what that does is it gets in your blood system first thing in the morning, because it's the only thing there, you're on an empty stomach, and it really regulates your chemicals and gets you off to a good base. And with that good base, I like to transition into a meditation state. Now, there's a big fallacy about meditation, and I had this fallacy, and I'm just now recognizing what a fallacy it is because you see these pictures of folks meditating in the morning, and it's always, you know, on some rock in, you know, Indonesia, where there's, you know, nothing around them and they're in this, you know, the wilderness. And that doesn't necessarily have to take place for you to get into a good state in the morning. It can be a 5 to 10 minute thing. I prefer at least 10 minutes, guys. And I just like to sit there and realize my body and recognize my body and regulate my thoughts. It's really a regulation of the thoughts and what you think about in the morning will really set your focus for that day. And what you focus on, we have a very good or high probability of achieving. So you wake up, you're not behind the eight ball, you're not automatically in flight or fight mode. You regulate your chemistry through an alkaline water, and then you set the tone and the focus for the day through meditation. And then from there, you know, my day is really off to a good start because then I can go about it how I want to go about it. And then what I usually do after that is I'll go and I'll start moving. I'll get my posture good. Now, posture is very important because studies show that if you have good posture, if you're smiling, it's really bad to take yourself out of a good state and put yourself in a bad state and vice versa. If you're in a bad state and you rework your posture, you start smiling, and you get into a good physical form, It's really hard to stay mad and stay upset and stay angry about situations. So I like to go through for a morning walk. I do this with whomever is up at that time. You know, I have a couple little boys. So as they wake up in the morning, I'll grab one or all of them and then go outside and, you know, walk the dog and just get some of that early morning sun. Because that early morning sun really kind of radiates on you, and it really gets the vitamin D in the system and up and running. So, you know, while I'm in this good state, while I'm focusing on my posture, while I've kind of set the tone for the day through images in my mind, through meditation, now I'm out there and I'm moving around and I'm getting the body on board with my mind. So the things that are hard to regulate, which is your body's chemistry, you're regulating through an intake of fluids. You get your mind in the right place through the meditation, and now you're up and you're moving. So your body is now in line with what your mind has been set for today. And I do that every day, and it doesn't happen overnight. It happens with a lot of practice, and it happens with a start. I didn't start with that regimen. My regimen had started with drinking the citrus water. And I didn't even add citrus in the beginning. In the beginning, it was just lemon. It was lemon water. And I drink lemon water, and I like drink lemon water. And I made it a habit that every day I wake up and I get lemon water. So when I had that lemon water and I made it a habit in my life, then I started adding the second phase. And I was kind of working on meditation more at night, which I still do. But I didn't have the complement now I have in the day, or the regimen I have in the day. So as I was doing the water in the morning, I started incorporating meditation. And it took me a while to get the water with the meditation going, and the water and meditation. Some days I was able to get the water in my system. I always got the water in my system. You know, you need to make sure you do that one thing, but I missed the meditation for whatever reason. Mainly because I wasn't getting up in the morning, mainly because I was waking up and I was rolling over and doing the snoozing, you know, or waking up and rolling over or just kind of lying there and just not getting my body going. Once I started getting my body going, that allowed me to get up out of bed and, gave me the time to meditate in the morning. And that took practice. That took a couple months, about 3 months. It took me to get the everyday water thing down. Then it took me about another 3 months to get the everyday water with the meditation down. I've just recently started walking in the morning with my children and the dog first thing in the morning, and getting that sunlight for the vitamin D. I don't think it's going to be a habit, and I know it's not going to be a habit but another, you know, 60, maybe 90 days. And I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay with training my body for that, and not frustrating myself, because I know if I lose focus one day, I have the tools to get back on track, you know, and I have enough tools and I'm building enough momentum now that all these things together are starting to come together and build good habits. So that's really what we want to do in the Motivational Trainer Program, guys. We really want to, you know, take little bite-sized chunks out of where you want to get in life, putting you in a good position to get there faster, even though it does take time. But when you are doing it, you'll recognize the patience that is associated with it. You'll recognize that you're sacrificing a little time and being a little patient for long-term sustainable goals. So if that sounds like something you'd like to get going, please reach out to me. Get on my calendar. It's a 30-minute conversation just to kind of figure out what I can do to help you. And I really, really appreciate having that conversation and just kind of seeing where you're at and sharing some of the stuff that I've experienced. So I hope everyone has a blessed day. If there's anything, please get on my calendar. Thank you.